Welcome to Unlock the Power of Picture Books, the podcast designed especially for busy elementary school teachers just like you. I'm your host, Sarah, a former teacher. If you've ever wished for more time to read aloud to your students or struggled to find the perfect book for a lesson, you're in the right place. In each episode, I'll handpick book titles to help you teach specific subjects. No more hours spent searching for the right book. Unlock the Power of Picture Books is your shortcut to impactful teaching. Plus, I'll keep you updated with the latest and greatest picture book releases so your classroom library is always fresh and exciting. Let's get started. Since Earth Day is coming up next month in April, I thought it would be a great idea to collect some books about recycling, but I wanted to put a little bit of a twist on it. Oftentimes, I know growing up or even when I was teaching, when I talked about recycling in the classroom, it was basically put the plastic bottles in the recycling bin, put the paper in the recycling bin, and that was really the extent of what I was taught or even what I was teaching. So today, this is a little bit of a different twist. A lot of the books that I'm sharing with you today are about how to reuse something, more than just recycling it, but how we can reuse the things that we already have. So I think every single one of the books I have talks about reusing a different item and ways that it can be reused. Because I think it's so important to share with students that not only should we just be getting rid of stuff, but in recycling when we get rid of things, but to be reusing them in our own homes and in our own lives. So let's take a look at the different books that I have. And I talked about how Earth Day is coming up, but really you can talk about this at any time of the year. Each of these books is really powerful and has an important message for students. So I think you can use them at any time of the year. Have is called Ada's Violin, The Story of the Recycled Orchestra of Paraguay by Susan Hood. Now this story, like the title says, is an orchestra made up of children using recycled items that they found to create instruments. So in this story, Ada grows up in a small town that was built on a landfill, and she's always wanted to play the violin, but has never had the means to purchase one or to have an actual violin. Until one day, a music teacher comes along and helps her and the other children create different types of instruments out of the trash that is around them. And even though it was this crazy idea, it not only changed Ada's life, but the life of her town as well. And this orchestra still continues to travel the world playing instruments that are recycled from different materials and really spreading their message of hope and innovation as well. This is a bit of a longer picture book, so it would probably be more for upper elementary. It does give some information, some back matter at the end of the book that tells more about this group of children who are now traveling the world with their recycled instruments. I believe there's a picture at the back. It just gives a little bit more of that information, that backstory about this amazing group of kids. This next book that I have is also a bit on the longer side. This one is called Bag in the Wind by Ted Kusser. And it tells the story of a plastic bag from its location in a landfill as it travels and becomes a part of different people's lives and how it helps them out along the way. So not only does it tell the story of the plastic bag, but of the people that it comes in contact with along the way. And again, a longer book, definitely beautiful language, but would be more suited for upper elementary. Because I love to read picture books with upper elementary students as well. And the illustrations are beautifully drawn. And I just read that the book is actually printed on 100% recycled paper as well. So I find that really interesting. And there's a note from the author at the back with a little bit more information on recycling plastic bags as well. This next one is really, I say it's really neat, but also kind of sad at the same time. This one is called Flip Floppy by Linda Raven Lotting, and how these people in the village use those discarded flip-flops, that trash, and they recycle it into creating a boat. And this is a true story. So I said it's kind of neat that they created this boat out of flip-flops, but Also kind of sad that all of this trash was washed up on this beach, that it was just discarded instead of properly taken care of. But again, it is a true story about a beach in Kenya and how they created this dhow boat out of flip-flops, and how it actually, even though they weren't sure, it actually did sail, it actually did float. Interesting story, and might get your students' minds churning about what they can create from recycled materials. So this could be turned into an interesting science or STEM lesson about using recycled materials to create something new. Great one to read to talk about recycling in your classroom. This next one is also about plastic bags. This one is called One Plastic Bag, Isatou Cisse and the Recycling Woman of the Gambia by Miranda Paul. This is another true story about a woman named Isatou. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing her name correctly, but how in her town, there are all of these discarded plastic bags that are killing the animals that are trying to eat them. They are leaving a foul smell in the town, and how she decides to do something about it, and how she takes these plastic bags and turns them into something new, which not only helps take care of the issue of this garbage that is being left around, but helps the woman in her town who it kind of creates jobs for them to do as well. So really solving both of those problems with this one solution. And to go along with this story, I have a lesson plan that you can use in your classroom, where in this story, Isatou creates bags for women out of the recycled plastic bags. And so I have a lesson to go along with this. And in the lesson, your students will use plastic bags to create something different. There is step-by-step instructions on how they can create bracelets out of the plastic bags, so they can take what they learned in the story and put it into action in real life. Included in the lesson, I also have discussion questions that you can put right in the book to help guide your students through the process of understanding why it's important to recycle or to reuse items, why that's so important. And I think that your students will really connect with this book and kind of have a deeper understanding of recycling and the impact of not reusing our items. Another great book to share with your students. The next book is called Gallimoto, and this is by Karen Lynn Williams. In this story, a young boy in Southeast Africa, his name is Kandi, and he really wants to make a Gallimoto, which is a toy vehicle made out of wires. So he collects all of these used wires from around his town to create his own little toy that he can use. I think your students will connect with the young boy and think about ways that they can create their own toys or reuse some of the materials that they have in their house to create something new. This next one I just found, I think it's a fairly new book, Hannah's Hundreds of Hijabs, written by Rosina Omar Gunna. And I think it was actually just printed last year, the year before, 2022 maybe. The lesson in the story isn't necessarily about recycling, but it can use some aspects of it. So in this story, Hannah loves to wear her hijabs, and she has such a huge collection of them. And then her collection starts to get out of hand. She has just a few too many. So she has to come up with a clever way to reuse what she already has in order to not necessarily just get rid of them. So I think not only is this a great story, but I think you can pull in that lesson of reusing what you have and coming up with creative ideas for reusing what you have and for sharing things with others rather than just getting rid of them. And I also just really love the bright color illustrations in this book as well. Along that same line, this one is called I Had a Favorite Dress by Bonnie Ashburn. This story, a young girl has a favorite dress, but she starts to grow and her dress gets too small. And throughout this story, her mom gets really creative in turning the dress into different things that she can wear. So her dress turns into a tank top, and then it turns into a scarf, and then I think it turns into a hair bow, possibly. But how just when she grew out of it, she doesn't just get rid of it. She reuses it in different ways. So not only does she get to keep that favorite dress, but she's not just throwing out something that no longer fits her, but she can change it and use it in different ways. I think students in your class will connect to this. They'll understand that idea of growing out of clothes, and they might want to get creative hopefully with their parents' permission, with their own clothes that they've grown out of as well. I have a couple more, and I think I'm saving my favorite for last, so make sure you stick around for that one. But this next book is called Magic Trash, A Story of Tyree Guyton and His Art by J.H. Shapiro. This is another true story. So Tyree is an urban environmental artist growing up in one of Detroit's almost crumbling communities, and his community is falling apart, but he wants to see people, especially those that live there, how they should take pride in where they live and how it can be changed. So he used recycled materials to really bring this community back to life and make it beautiful again. So not only is he transforming the way the community looks, but many members of the community join in this effort and brings them all together in this powerful book about how art can really change the world and change where you live, and the power of recycling materials and using your talents to transform. A really great book to share with your students. And I think this last one might be my favorite. I had never read it before I was doing research for this video, but this one is called One Little Bag, An Amazing Journey by Henry Cole. And this is a wordless picture book, and almost the whole book is in black and white, except for this bag. And so we follow this bag on a journey with this little boy and all the different ways that he uses it throughout his life, and all the different stages in his life. So actually, before the book even begins, before the title page, there's almost this like mini story of how a tree is cut down and how this bag is created, which I think has that powerful point to it, that in order to create bags like this, we are cutting down forests. And I think that might resonate with some students, seeing that visual image of the tree being cut down and turned into this paper bag. But then once the story starts, we see this little boy and he gets the paper bag from the grocery store, and then he uses it to take his lunch to school. And then as he grows up, he carries it with him to college with some special items in it. We see him sharing snacks from the bag with someone special in the library at college, and taking an engagement ring out of the bag to propose to this someone special, and then how they use their bag once they are married and have kids. See the bag being used as this little boy turns into not only a father, but then a grandfather. And there's even a sad moment at the end of the story where the grandfather's chair is empty and you see the bag next to it. But then how that bag does get reused again. And I think this is a really special story, and I highly, highly recommend this wordless picture book in not only talking about reusing items, but just a wonderful story of a person moving through life and how we change and how we can carry these special things with us. So that is my collection of books about how you can reuse items, because I think it's important not only to talk to students about how when we are done with a plastic bag or papers, how they need to be recycled in the recycling bin, but that we can reuse so many of our items before just discarding it, and the different ways that we can reuse those items. And maybe if we can't reuse an item, somebody else can. So I think each of these books will help spark discussions with your students about the different items they can reuse and how they can reuse them. So these are great for using during April for Earth Day, or really any time of the year. And a lot of them will lend themselves to different STEM activities that you can do in your classroom as well. I will leave links to all of the books in the description box down below, as well as a link to the lesson plan for one plastic bag so that you can use that for Earth Day. And I do have a free interactive read aloud that I will leave in the description box down below for Earth Day. It's not necessarily about reusing or recycling, but it will be good for Earth Day to use in your classroom as well, with one of my favorite books. We'll be back next week with more read aloud tips and book ideas that you can use in your classroom right away. Have a great week. Thank you so much for tuning into the Unlock the Power of Picture Books podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, I would love for you to subscribe to the show and leave a review. This helps me spread the word to more and more teachers just like you.
As always, you can find all the links and resources from this episode over at thecolorfulapple.com. I'll see you back here next week.